It's just after 1500 GMT, and we start in Somalia, where there's been a suspected suicide attack in the capital, Mogadishu. Police and state media say there have been a number of deaths. Two car bombs exploded at a busy intersection near several government offices on Saturday afternoon, the first blast sending a plume of smoke over the city. Several minutes later, there was a second explosion as ambulances arrived on the scene. Let's bring in Hodan Ali in Mogadishu. She's a senior advisor to the city's mayor. Hodan, thanks for being with us. What do the timing and location of the attack tell us?
Well, thank you for having me. It's an unfortunate time to be with you. The location was really at the heart of Mogadishu, a symbolic place called Zobe. The Ministry of Education was the target with the twin bombings. Really, a busy time, heavily used intersection. But again, Al-Shabaab is using all its tactics to scare and maim Somalis in the capital.
So there has been an increase in attacks against Somalian institutions recently. Why do you think that is?
Well, as you may know, the president, Sheikh Mahmoud, has declared all-out war on Shabab, and there has been an uprising against Shabab across the country, particularly in the Hiran region and the South Central area. And that really has been gaining momentum and has been successful in large swath of land across the South Central Somalia. So really, this is sort of a last-ditch effort from Shabab to make it known to Somalis how savage they are and how brutal they are by attacking average citizens who are going about their day.
Is it possible for the government to prevent these attacks? Because government buildings, institutional targets are already heavily protected, and still these attacks are occurring.
I mean, obviously, some of the areas are soft targets just because it's used by the public. They're located in large areas that are, part of the city central. So it's really hard to sometimes prevent these attacks. But nevertheless, I think we have seen a reduction in attacks. The last attack was the Hotel Hayat, where, the hotel was under attack for nearly 48 hours. It just tells you that Shabab is being rooted out, but they are really a force to be reckoned with. And it will take time for Shabab to be eliminated from the capital, but the work is ongoing. Now we'll see more attacks, I am sure, just because of the ongoing government and community uprising that we are seeing across the country.
All right, Hodan Ali joining us from Mogadishu today. Thank you very much for your time.